I have a bit of a soft spot for the territory, but I particularly wanted to go to places like stations and some of the most remote parts and live the lives that Territorians do every day.
In her regular job, Edwina Robertson is a professional wedding photographer in Toowoomba in Queensland. But she's ditched the brides and grooms for a few months to travel the outback to capture images of life in the bush. Hello, I'm Katrina Bevan. It's all part of Edwina's Wander of the West project, where she heads off into the sunset with just her dog Geordie for company and very little else packed into her ancient four-wheel drive. I've caught up with them at the Brunette Downs races in the Barkly in the Northern Territory.
So Wander of the West is a three-month project. As a professional photographer, I'm driving around Australia, so I'm doing a lap of the map. I started in Toowoomba, and I'm aiming to get back to Toowoomba in another 2 months. And basically the project, in a nutshell, I don't have any money on me, so I'm not carrying a single cent, no credit card, cash, checkbook, anything like that. And I'm offering my services as a photographer to families and communities and stations in lieu of food, accommodation and fuel. And then if they believe that my services are worth any more than what they've given me, they're not entitled to, but they're welcome to transfer me money of the sum of their choice at the end of the trip. So I guess it's a bit of a goodwill project. I'm trusting people will be there for me because I need to be fed and accommodated and need diesel to keep going. But also, they need to trust me that I will give them the photos that will, hopefully, they're something that they'll have for a very long time.
Edwina's photographs are travelling far and wide on social media. She believes it's an important way to tell stories of the bush.
I guess the whole reason for doing it, I'm very passionate about the bush and very passionate about being a voice for the bush, but I'm not a politician, I'm not a journalist, and I really want to educate and kind of bring awareness to what actually life is like in the bush through a very kind of non-biased way. So through images that I take and telling stories to go with those images and just making people aware of what happens, because most people have no idea what happens west of the Great Divide. And I think it's a social problem in our country, and it's becoming a cultural problem because we're losing that connection with the bush, and people of the bush are being forgotten about. So if I can, you know, bring a little bit of awareness, then that's the aim of the project.
You have had some amazing experiences, have told some amazing stories. It hasn't been all smooth sailing all the time. You recently rolled the car when you were travelling. What was that experience like?
Yes, so I'm driving an old FJ40 Land Cruiser, 1979 model, around, and her name's Alice, and she's a short wheelbase, so she's a bit top heavy. They're notorious for rolling, and I was heading out to Napperby Station, about 200 k's northwest of Alice Springs, and unfortunately her wheels got caught in sort of sand tracks and I overcorrected and fat me out. So we did have a roll. The first thing that I looked at was to see if Geordie was okay. He was fine. Then I checked myself. Oh my God, I was fine. I hadn't broken anything. Alice was probably a little bit worse for wear, but we were both safe, you know. And then it was a process of, okay, what do we do now? And thankfully, the type of car I'm driving is the type of car I can, the parts that are damaged, I can unbolt the roof, the driver's door. I've got new parts to put back on, and I'll keep going. You know, not once have I gone, oh, I rolled my car, let's get on a plane at Alice Springs and go home. That's not an option for me. I've been planning this trip for 2 years, longer than 2 years, and I'm only a third of the way through, and there's so much to do. And, you know, it makes for a good story, because I guess, although I'm covering stories, what I'm doing is a bit of a story in itself.
As well as physical injuries, I mean, it's pretty daunting heading out into the bush with no money. Are you ever out there on the road and, you know, if you have a bit of a bad day or anything, and you just go, I want to pack it in?
No, there hasn't been any of those days. I live week to week in this kind of routine, and now I'm doing something that is making me, bringing out, I think, this side of me I haven't actually seen before. I'm 32 and now I'm doing all these adventurous things that probably 19-year-olds do, but I found this new lease of life, and it's challenging me in ways. Like, 6 months ago I didn't even know what a diff on a car was, and now I'm going to be taking my car apart and putting it back together. Like, I'm learning things that I never thought I'd learn, and I feel kind of refreshed and renewed from that, and it's amazing. And I never knew that these sort of things would come from this trip. I knew I'd meet amazing people. I knew I'd take, you know, be able to capture amazing stories, but I never knew what I would get personally from it. And I'm starting to learn that, and it's the most wonderful thing I've ever been able to do.